Josh Rogers, born and raised in Bullock County, has been an entrepreneur since a remarkably young age. He shared with me, during our interview, the story of how his very first business experience was selling Little Debbie snacks out of his locker for $1 each. He learned about profit and success at an early age until the school administration shut him down. But he didn't let getting shut down in elementary school limit his dreams to one day be a successful business owner. Xtreme Automotive. Immediately after graduating from Southeast Bullock High School, Josh opened and began operating Xtreme Automotive and Tinting, Inc. He started out only offering window tinting, but Xtreme quickly developed into your one-stop automotive shop that we know today. Josh and Tiffany Rogers, last photo taken in front of Xtreme Automotive right after closing paperwork had been completed. Credit. Josh Rogers. Josh was ahead of the auto customization wave. Thanks to continued advancements in technology, there was and continues to be a tremendous amount of aftermarket enhancements for your vehicle. Customizing your vehicle became the thing to do, and Josh made sure to do it just the way his customers wanted. Custom lift kits, spray-on bed liners, tires, window tinting, and so much more. After years in business and much growth, he later purchased property from Ronald Adams and expanded Xtreme on his dream piece of property. In July of 2018, Josh sold Xtreme Automotive to the new and present owners, Tim and Krisha Phillips. That same year, Josh acquired Polaris. Can-Am dealership in Statesboro changed its name to Statesboro Powersports. In 2021, Josh continued his dream and journey to success and purchased Adams Motorsports, Honda of Statesboro, and merged the two dealerships into one. Josh did this all while attaining land for property development, getting his pilot's license, and most importantly, balancing work and spending time with his wife, Tiffany, and daughter, Camden. Inside Statesboro Powersports, credit, Grice Connect, Statesboro Powersports is a one-stop shop for motorsports. They specialize in motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-side UTVs, personal watercraft, trailers, and so much more. Josh loves serving the Statesboro community and has seen a lot of growth with Statesboro Powersports, which sells Can-Am, Polaris, Honda, Suzuki, Yamaha, Sea-Doo, Bobcat, Bad Boy Mowers, and Triton Trailers. What is the key to Josh Rogers' success? I asked Josh, what is the key to your success? His reply was not what I expected. He said, you know, I did not do it alone. I wanted to surround myself with experienced and successful people. I've also been blessed with a core group of dedicated employees. Some have been with me from the beginning. Josh continued, I've got 27 employees and some of them have over 20 years of experience in the powersports industry. He began sharing names, Tina Lanier for 26 years, Manzi and Lehman Bowers both with 40 years each, Brad Vincent with close to 20 years, Anthony and Josh Fail with 15 and 9 years respectively, and my brother Jay who has worked with me for over 15 years. Our business would not be successful without the time and dedication that all of our employees continue to give. Josh Rogers, Tiffany, Josh, and Camden Rogers spending time together flying. Credit. Tiffany Rogers. Josh would say his biggest achievement in life is his family. He went on to say, my wife, Tiffany, has been my strength, my support, and my foundation. She has always been there to support me and encourage me through every decision and opportunity. One of his favorite things to do is travel and explore with Tiffany and Camden and go on flying excursions to some of their favorite places. When I spoke with Tiffany, she stated, we are very blessed. She continued, Camden has been flying her whole life and she has loved flying from the beginning. Flying for us means quality family time for just the three of us. Tiffany shares about Josh, Tiffany, and Camden Rogers at a BA game together. Credit. Tiffany Rogers. Tiffany shared a little more about Josh. She said that he is the go-getter of the two of them. Tiffany is typically the more reserved and less likely to make a hasty decision. She also stated, Josh has really big dreams for our family and always enjoys a new opportunity or challenge. She continued, that is just one of the many attributes that I love about him. Camden, a go-getter like her father, is very involved in her school's activities at Bullock Academy. She participates in cheer, competitive dance, and loves spending time with her friends and family. She also has a dream of becoming a private pilot, just like her dad. Even as a busy business owner and entrepreneur, Josh manages to be present for all of her endeavors and is her biggest fan. Josh shares what motivates him. He asked Josh what motivates him. He replied, "I always knew I wanted to be self-employed. I like being in control of and owning my own destiny and success." He continued, "With any business there will be highs and lows. Business is a lot like chess, with trying to predict the opponent's moves and deciding what to do or what not to do next. Sometimes you win and other times you might lose, but it is worth the risk." Josh said, "I remember putting flyers for Xtreme on vehicles every Friday and Saturday night at the movie theater." He continued, "You just have to start somewhere and just keep moving forward." Last month, Josh purchased Ellis Travel Trailers. I asked him what his next plans are for the property, and he said, "I haven't figured that out yet." Josh offers encouragement. Josh wanted to be sure to encourage young entrepreneurs. It's not always about going to college. We need tradesmen too. He continued, "Don't discount your local technical college or trade school. There are so many trades that don't require a four-year degree. If you have a dream of owning your own business, it's not easy. It takes hard work. But don't ever give up. You just keep moving forward." Josh Rogers. He ended by saying this, "We encounter so many people every day. I train my employees to make a difference simply through having good manners and giving good customer service. They have just as much ownership in the Statesboro Power Sports being successful as I do." Josh stated, "The key to that success is treating people with kindness and respect and instilling encouragement and value in others."